G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. Having a look, it's Shitty here and a very crook Sting previewing round 11. How are you feeling, big fella?
Oh, not great, but you know, probably a little bit better at the moment than I was on Sunday night after a 1-4 weekend. That was the biggest paddling of the season thus far, and thank God we got 9 games because there's a bit of recovering to be done.
Yeah, we'll make it back.
We kick it off Thursday night at the SCG with Sydney hosting Geelong. The Swans laying about 10.5 to 11.5 points. Total points line in the high 170s.
Made a big song and dance about the concurrent game last year being a big shootout, and the overs walked it in. Small ground, potent forward lines, lots of run, lots of score from the midfield from both sides. I like the over.
Stats give a pretty good push for Geelong at the plus here. They've got a really good record as underdogs in the last couple of years. They've got a really good record against Sydney, winning 12 of the last 14 and 4 out of 6 in the last 3 years.
The two
losses have only been by small margins. Only thing that stops me having Cats at the plus here is the fact that they've been beaten interstate badly twice in the last month. Just a little bit nervous about where they're at the moment. Like Greg, slight lean to the overs on the style of footy, but Sydney are a very good underside at night, so there's enough for me to let this one slide. Friday night, we're at the Docklands Etihad Stadium for St Kilda hosting Collingwood. The Saints getting about 45 points start, total points line in the high 170s.
Mate, given that you've got a bit of a sore throat, I'm happy to cut this one very short. I have absolutely no interest in this game.
I'm quite happy to have an interest in this game. I'm gonna be betting the under. St Kilda 15-9 under as home underdogs, 15-9 under as at night. Collingwood 21-10 under as home faves, 23-9 under at night, 7-0 to the under at Etihad, 12-4 to the under off a short break. Since these sides played in the 2010 grand final and then the replay the next week, they've hit 180 right on the button once. Everything else has been below that number. High 170s, I'm pretty happy to go underneath that.
Good call.
Saturday afternoon, we're at Alice Springs at TIO Traeger Park for Melbourne notionally hosting Port Adelaide. Melbourne getting about 6 goals, total points line in the mid-170s.
I love the notional hosting. That's good. Generally, as a rule, stay away from these games where they're at sort of untried venues. Having spent a long period of my life living in Alice Springs or very close to it, the weather's going to be miserable. It's going to be stinking hot. And on that factor alone, the fitness of Port Adelaide, the ability to run out the game, and that couple that with the killer instinct that they've got under Ken Hinckley, I think they'll put Melbourne to the sword. I'm happy to give the 6-goal start.
Yeah, I was almost in the same camp with the only stopping point there was the game against GWS where they really did look like they were in second gear most of the way. Now, if Sydney beat Geelong and Adelaide were to beat Gold Coast, which we'll come to later, Port only have to win this game to be 2 games up at the top of the ladder. And I wonder whether Hinckley might keep a little bit of gas in the tank for more difficult games down the track.
I'm not convinced that's his style, to be honest. I haven't seen anything in what Ken Hinckley's done over the last 2 years that leads me to believe they play anything other than 100%.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That GWS game worried me a bit. Mind you, it's the complete antithesis of Alice Springs, where it was about 4 degrees at Marnica Oval.
There was 215 points scored in that game as well. So, yeah, look, I think that's...
If I was going to bet, I'd be with Port at the minus, but I'm happy to let this one slide. Speaking of letting them slide, Gabba, twilight game on Saturday afternoon, Brisbane hosting Carlton. Lions getting 16.5 total points, line in the low 170s. You haven't got anything?
Nothing for me, mate.
Neither have I. A couple of basket cases.
See you later.
And we've got 2 more basket cases Saturday night at the MCG. Essendon hosting Richmond in the Dreamtime at the G game. Bombers laying 8.5 to 9.5 total points line in the low 170s.
When I had a look at this earlier, I thought the only real play is the over. Two very, very inconsistent sides. Big game, big stage, big crowd expected. I think it certainly could be a shootout, but I've backed out. I'm not going to take the over, just on the pure and simple fact that from what I've seen those two sides dish up this year, there's every chance this could be a 40-all draw.
Yeah, trends give you a little bit of a push to the under here, but a low 170s line with two sides that are just so enigmatic. It just sounds like the kind of thing where you could be 10 goals each halfway through the second quarter and just be hating the fact that you bet in this game at all.
Yeah.
Very easy lay down from my perspective. Sunday afternoon, we're at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows hosting the Suns. Crows go up between 4.5 and 6.5 point favourites. Total points line in the low to mid 180s.
You look at the two sides on paper and what they've produced, you'd have to think that the Gold Coast are a massive chance to win this game of football. I think they're probably a fair dinkum flip of the coin chance to win this one. Adelaide Oval, yes, it has been, you know, a really good venue for the home teams. The crowd seems to give them an extra leg over there. I just can't see the performance Adelaide put together last week. I can't see them stopping the youthful exuberance of Gold Coast. They've got, you know, it'll be a nice head-to-head battle, but Dangerfield's got to be under a cloud after the battering he took last week, whereas Ablett, he'll be relishing not having that Lamb Pickin hanging off his ass this week. So, look, I think Gold Coast will win this game, so I'll take the start.
I was pretty close to having the Gold Coast here until it dawned on me that six of their seven wins have come against sides 13 through to 18 on the ladder at the moment.
You can only beat your play, Sting.
That's true. Adelaide have beaten all of them with the exception of Melbourne. The bet I'm going to have here is the over. Adelaide 17-10 over in day games since 2012. But the big one is Gold Coast 16-4 over in the day, and then they're 22-11 under twilight night. They're very similar trends to the Eagles. Just look for where the sun is, and then you bet their games accordingly. They're 11-6 over as road dogs. Adelaide Oval is a ground conducive to scoring if you get good conditions. Happy to play the over 183.5.
I was going to say the sun's like the sun, but that's a real shit joke, so I won't bring it up.
Glad you're here. Sunday afternoon, we're back at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium, for the Western Bulldogs hosting Freo. The Dogs getting 33.5 to 34.5 start. Total points line in the low 170s.
No, I'm not interested.
There you go. Freo 6-2 as road favourites in the last couple of years. 9-4 as favourites of more than 5 goals. 6-1 at Etihad. Gives you a pretty strong push in their direction, but the last couple of times these sides have played, the margins have been around the 5-6 goal mark. One of those was at Subi. Just enough in this, I don't really want to lay 6 goals on the road. If I was going to bet it, it'd be Freo minus, but
yeah, the dogs have been horrible. They've been horrible for a month.
They have.
And you look at their side and the way they profess to go about their football, you got to think that a decent gritty performance isn't far away, and if they can do what they did to North Melbourne early in the season and really lock it down in and around the stoppages, then there's a capacity for them to maybe choke it up. I don't think they can win, but there's a possibility they can choke it up. There's nothing in it, really.
That's the other component here, is if Ross Lyon's 4 or 5 goals in front and the opposition chokes it up, he'll quite happily take the 4 points and bugger off home, winning 80-50 in a game no one was at all interested about.
Exactly right.
So no bet for me. Sunday twilight game, we're at the MCG for the Hawks taking on GWS. The Hawks laying about 12 goals or just shy of. Total points line in the mid-190s.
Be remiss not to mention Alistair Clarkson in hospital with a rare spinal condition. We wish him all the best in his recovery and hope to see him back on deck soon. I think the boys will really get up for Clarko. I think they're going to try and put a real big performance together. Disappointing losing 3 of the last 5. GWS, they've been witches' hats for the last 2 outings. I really thought that they beat Richmond last week, and they got beaten by 25 goals. So they're just rudderless at the moment. They've got no starch. No one's up and about. Hawthorn will get Roughhead back. He'll want to put in a big game after missing through suspension in a tight game last week. Yeah, I think Hawthorn will absolutely obliterate them. I think they're going to get 300-point drubbings in a row, the GWS, which is going to be a shame for them, but I'm going to take the minus. And because Hawthorn might put 150 on them, I'm going to go the over as well.
Yeah, I slightly lean to the over here. The trends for Hawthorn are to the over at the MCG and also for break 7 or more days, but they do have an under trend in Twilight games. GWS have conceded 130 or more last 5 starts on the trot, so if you're thinking about the over, you're really trying to get a handle on how much, what sort of score GWS can put up themselves, and I'm not convinced that they've got a big number in them at the moment. Hawks are still a few men down. Might be a deciding factor. I'm leaning the over, but not enough to actually part with any money here. So no play for me. And we finish it up Sunday night for some ungodly reason, 72 hours after we started this. West Coast North Melbourne at Subiaco. The Eagles laying 7.5 to 8.5. Total points line in the low 170s.
Yeah, again, not a lot to really get excited about in this one. West Coast have shown a few signs. At home, they're generally a better proposition, but their inability to score last week against Collingwood, when Collingwood lost 2 key defenders early, they just, I don't know, they're just a very hard team to get a handle on, and I wouldn't trust them with anything at the moment. I'm well easy walk away for me.
I'm going to play the under here, as I was talking about before in the Gold Coast wrap. West Coast, really good side to be betting the under on in Twilight games and night games. They're 10-3 under in Twilight games since 2012. 26 to the under, Twilight and night, versus 22-7 to the over in day games. North are an underside on the road. They're an underside in Twilight games. Low 170s isn't any great spoil, but I think they can still get under that number, so I'm going to play the under.
Beautiful. So what's the wrap, mate?
So 3 for me. I'm going to play the under on Friday night, St Kilda Collingwood. I'm going to play the over in the Sunday day game at the Adelaide Oval, and I'm going to play the under in West Coast North Melbourne on Sunday night.
Beautiful. I think I might have 5 on the sheet.
So we've got the over for Sydney Geelong, Port at the minus, we've got Gold Coast with the 6.5 start, and Hawks at the minus and the over in the Hawks GWS game.
Look at that.
So big Sunday for us.
Big Sunday. That's good. I've got a triple letter on Saturday this week. So Sunday will be a lazy day. Shut up, you dickhead. Sorry, we've got someone tooting at the front.
Alrighty. Good luck, guys, and good punting.
All the best.